Claire Sackman, fourth hour, decolonization in India and Pakistan.
So what was the decolonization of these India and Pakistan?
It started after World War II with British India. It was the British owned India and Pakistan as one, and the Muslim and Hindus were mixed together, and they had a lot of conflicts. And after World War II, Britain couldn't keep control of Britain and British India, so they let India and Pakistan have their own independence in 1947. And when they became their own independent countries, they started having a lot of conflicts with each other.
And so, what were these conflicts? Were they just petty squabbles between beliefs, or were they all-out wars?
There were three wars in total between them from when they gained independence and up until now. It started over Kashmir, which was an area of land in between Pakistan and India that they were fighting over, because the majority of the people that lived there were all Hindu, were all Muslim, and India controlled it, and Pakistan did not think that was fair because their majority lived there. And that started the first war, and it led to the next two wars. But around 1965 and their second war, which was when the U.S. and USSR were having problems with each other, the U.S. was backing Pakistan because Pakistan was pushing back communism, and Russia backed up India because they were on the opposite side.
Okay, and so basically it was just another instance of the Soviets grouping up with a country at war with another, and then the U.S. backing up the other country.
Yeah.
Any final remarks?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.